mightiest, most dreadful prophet of the Lord God, Lehi, please.
Well, there's a people of the Lord this first night. Yesterday at night, the Lord Almighty took me into heaven. The Lord once more again took me into heaven. And inside there, the Lord, he plucked. I saw his hands plucking the leaves of the tree of life, and he gave them to me. And then after that, I saw the leaves of the tree of life flourish, beautiful green over the field at Nakurumenengai 6. And at that place, there was such a massive, massive flourishing. And then by voice, he said, look, towards the end, like this, most of them have become huge trees. And I saw them growing into very big trees, cover that place. And you know that the Lord speaks very differently from mankind. You know that the Lord is saying that the fountain of the blood of Jesus will pour there, that he will burst open the fountain of the blood of Jesus in that field, and many cripples will get up and walk away. Many blind eyes will pop open and see. Many deaf ears will also pop open and hear. And many diseases and conditions, lame, paralytic, spinal cord injuries, cancers, tumors, diabetes, hypertension, leukemia, blood will be healed in that place. So the Lord is saying there's a big, big visitation coming. Remember too well, the body. Of the leaves essentially talks about resurrection life, generation of the upper life. All this is happening as a symbolism that God is coming to renew mankind and get into the kingdom of God. In Aaron's budded rod did blossom, demonstrations and illustrations of resurrection. And so the Lord is saying he's bringing resurrection life. He will heal a lot of people there, but at the same time pointing them, using that to point them into life eternal. So there's going to be a very big visitation. The Lord took me into heaven this past night again, and he spoke to me about the meeting that's coming up at Nakurumenengai 6. It's going to be very, very massive. I've seen a lot of healing, cripples get up and walk, including guests, healed, and they're trying to jump, they're stepping down. It's amazing. And this is happening at such time when today the Lord has used his servants to raise a cripple here again today. And so it's a very powerful time, blessed people. It's a very, very serious hour in the church. And the Lord has now loved the church. He has remembered the church. So Nakurumenengai is going to be a meeting like none other. No one can miss Nakurumenengai 6. Because remember, right after that, we are on our way to Venezuela, to the super mega, also national revival in Venezuela. But this is going to be the most historic meeting on the face of the earth. And so everybody should prepare very well. Just repent and make sure that once you're repented, you know, just sustain righteousness. It's going to be very important at this hour for you to be holy and righteous, because we're living on the verge of a very major visitation of God Almighty. God the Holy Spirit has visited with me in person, in bodily form, and lighted on me, and I became transfigured very powerfully. So the cloud of God covered me, and I saw that as I was walking away, and as I was walking away, I turned my head a little bit left, meaning I'll be looking that way to be captured in that direction. Those that will have the opportunity to capture this, just make sure when such servants are in the land that you are not their enemy. That's a very simple, genius understanding, that you see the manner in which we are working with the Lord and the mission we have. You can tell it's a very grateful mission. And so it's beneficial to be my friend, especially considering how close I'm walking with God the Father. Don't antagonize. You'll mess up. You will lose. You must lose. You must lose at the end. You can tell that you must lose. If you just attempt to antagonize me, you can tell, obviously, you have antagonized God himself. You must lose. You must be put to shame, eternal shame. So therefore, the Lord has availed this wonderful opportunity to draw everybody closer to him, that you may benefit from the fountain of the eternal blood of Jesus, from the gains and the works of the cross, and that now you may prepare for the glorious eternal kingdom of God Almighty. So we are beginning this tremendous stretch with two cripples walking. One cripple got up yesterday and walked. Today, one other cripple has gotten up as we are headed to Nakuru Menenga. You can imagine when the Lord will turn our bearing now and we leave, when we will depart from Nairobi, how tremendous it will be down there. And on the D-Day especially. And then there will be a massive international conference of pastors and ministers of the gospel. Very, very powerful. Where the message, you can tell, the message now is really lofty, has gone very high. The message of the rapture of the church, the instruction of God is very astute, is very beauteous now, very strong, and very clear with absolute certainty that this event will now take place. I have seen the earth on the other side after the rapture. That, don't get involved in that. That is my dealings with Israel. You can see we are already gaining contact with Israel. But don't get involved on the other side. You can see I've already brought Israel now to the map, to the center of the earth, to the center of news, global news. And that tells you that the 70th week of Daniel is about to roll out. It's always beneficial to live your life as though this could be the day when the Christ returns for the church. Without holiness, remember, no one sees the Lord. The Messiah is coming. Laila Tov.